Good afternoon. Today we are here for a new radio broadcast of Planète Radio. Recently, I read an article about the royal family during World War II, and I realized I didn't know much about it, so I decided to invite two special guests to learn more about their story. Our first guest is Jennifer Cooper, an historian specialized in the royal family.
Hello!
And we also have with us one of the royal family's butler, who was close to the king and queen and worked for them during World War II.
Good evening, everyone.
So, I read in the article that the Duke of Windsor was involved with the Nazis during the Second World War. Is this a rumor or is it true?
Even if we know that Prince Edward visited Adolf Hitler in Germany in October 1937, we are not entirely sure that he was involved with the Nazis during the war. But what we know is that there was a secret file detailing Edward's support to the Nazis' cause released in 1957, and that a lot of American and English historians threatened to resign if the file wasn't released.
But I think that there was also a rumor that if Germany had won the war, Hitler would have given the throne to Prince Edward because, as you know, he abdicated on January 1936 when he decided to marry Wallace Simpson, his American mistress. But because the government didn't approve the marriage, King Edward abdicated and was named Duke of Windsor.
Oh, so this is when King George ascended to the throne.
Exactly, and a few years later, when the war broke out on the 3rd of September 1939, King George VI broadcasted to the English people that they had to stay firm and that difficult times were ahead.
Oh, so is it at this moment that the Buckingham Palace suffered from 9 bombings?
Well, not exactly. This happened on the 13th of September 1940 during the Blitz. But the bombings didn't make the effect that the Germans wanted to produce. On the opposite, Britain felt that the royal family shared their suffering and were united with the people.
But even after the bombings, the king and queen didn't want to leave London. A lot of people thought it was too dangerous for them to stay. This is when Queen Elizabeth said, "I cannot leave the king and the king will never leave."
So, the king and the queen worked at the Buckingham Palace during the week and went to visit their daughters at Windsor Castle during the weekend.
Yes, exactly. And during the week, they visited bomb-struck cities as soon as possible after the bombings. These included visits to military units, to civil defense workers, to factories, to farms and to hospitals. They did this because they wanted to show the people of London that they cared about them.
And I read that Queen Mother took a big interest in what was being done to help people who had lost their homes.
Yes, she helped a lot during the war. And for example, as the Nazis advanced throughout Europe, the King and the Queen offered refuge to European heads of state, such as King Haakon of Norway, King Peter of Yugoslavia, and Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands.
Interesting. Tell me about the Jor Cross. I didn't quite understand what it was.
Well, it was an award to honor bravery in non-military conduct. This award was one of the highest civilian awards for bravery.
And you know what? The king wanted to award as many people as possible personally. So, during the war, there was a ceremony every week at Buckingham Palace. Isn't this admirable?
Very admirable, but I have another doubt. Did the Duke of Edinburgh already know Princess Elizabeth during the war?
Yes, indeed. He was already a friend of the future Queen Elizabeth during the war. A few years later, they were married on November the 20th of 1947.
In fact, the Duke of Edinburgh was already in the Royal Navy when the war broke out, and he served on different ships throughout the war.
And what about the princesses? Did they help during the war?
Actually, Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret stayed at the Windsor Castle during the Blitz. They were evacuated from London for safety, like many other children.
Even though Princess Elizabeth stayed at Windsor Castle, she broadcasted a message on October 1940 for evacuees on the radio program Children's Hour, where she urged them to stay strong and to have courage. Later, when she turned 19, she joined the Auxiliary Territorial Service, the women's branch of the British Army, where she's trained as a driver in mechanic.
Oh, and so did Princess Margaret help during the war?
Well, we have to remember that at the beginning of the war, Princess Margaret was only 9 years old, so she couldn't perform any official duties. Instead, she continued her education. But she was still a Girl Guide, and later, she joined the Sea Rangers.
All these informations were very interesting, and I learned a lot about the royal family during the World War II. Thank you very much for coming, and see you on the next radio broadcast.
Thank you for inviting us. See you soon.
It was a pleasure.